Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives. This week we sit down with Dorinda Medley, who talks all about the ultimate girls trip, if she will ever return to the Real Housewives of New York, and why she is open to getting married once again. It is always an absolute pleasure to speak with you. I know that you said 2022 is all about change. What would you say has been the biggest change for you in the past, you know, 3+ months?
You ready for it? I think I want to get married again.
Really? Oh my God, I love that. I love that.
I thought I was out of the game, but something awakened in me like 2022. I decided I want to move from this apartment. I've already been looking at another place. I want to get a new place in a new area. And I want to open myself up to love again, which I swear to God, I haven't seen a soul or dated a soul in over 3 years. And I really just thought it was done for me. I'm like, I've had the two husbands. I've married. I've buried. I've raised a daughter. Like, you're done now. But I don't think, Christina, I'm done. I think I got one more in me.
Good for you. I love that. I know you said you haven't been dating anybody, but have you been talking to anybody?
Yeah, I've gone on a couple of dates in the last kind of couple months. I'm on this app called The League, which I'm very open to. And, you know, I've kind of put the feel. It's amazing. You know, it's all about, for people, it's all about putting intentions out there. If it's your weight, if it's your exercise, if it's the people you surround yourself with, or if it's love, if people don't hear you and you don't put it out there, no one knows. Cause I'm thinking, how's it going to happen? And it's very strange. Yeah. I think when you put stuff out there, things start to come to you. Mm-hmm. Like I went on a date a couple of weeks ago and it was a really good day. Don't know if it's the one, but it was just fun to get dressed up and go out and, you know, have a new voice in front of you and learn about a new person. And it really, the next morning kind of brought a spring to my step. And I think people notice it.
Yeah, definitely.
Right? It builds 100%. Confidence.
Yeah. It changes. I mean, love. And
so if not marriage, maybe a great companion. Like, I just feel like I got one more in me. You got anybody, you know?
I could think about it, but you need somebody very, very special.
Aw.
You do. I mean,
I need someone very, very kind. I want someone very kind and funny because I'm a big laugher. Mm-hmm. So you have to be able to enjoy life and roll with the punches.
Yeah.
I said to my mother the other day, I've had the investment banker as a husband, had the politician. You know, now what's the third one going to look like?
Yeah, I cannot wait to find out. I really can't. I think that's so great. You have so many exciting things coming up, especially we have Ultimate Girls Trip coming up, which I cannot wait. I am so excited. I know you can't tell me everything about it, but what can you tease about it?
Well, I think that it's what's really, first of all, one thing that I'm super excited about for the audience is that, you know, when we filmed up there with Bravo, it was usually in the winter and it's sort of more of a micro filming in rooms and just like you get the fish room. So everyone thinks that's all I have in the house is the fish room or just the living room or just that you're going to get a big expansive view. Even Andy said when he watched some of the footage, he's like, I had no idea because you haven't been able to see the grounds. And you know, it's on 18 acres and it's got a big long driveway. And it's just, I'm really excited because they had drones for the audience to see a bigger part of it than just these little micro things. So I think people kind of have a new love affair with Bluestone Manor. And you know, I love Bluestone Manor and the audience loves Bluestone Manor. If I've learned a lot of things about being on pause, but anything is that Blue Stone Manor was really like a major character.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 100%.
Not only I wasn't on, but Blue Stone Manor wasn't on. So people have this really beautiful love affair. And I think also, too, the girls that are on, Vicky, Tamara, you know, Jill, Taylor, Eva, Phaedra. I mean, Brandy, you can't, these are strong players. These are old school strong players. These girls know what they're doing, mm-hmm. and they haven't been on for a minute, and they're in Bluestone Manor for 8 days. 8 days.
A long time.
Post-pandemic. I mean, I've never personally, even with people that I'm close to, have anyone in my house for 8 days. Can you imagine?
No.
So it was a little bit like, ah! It was great in theory, but then when it came to fruition, they were all there, and some were happier to be there than others, mm-hmm. you know. And I didn't really know these girls that well. I knew Jill very well, and Tamara, and Brandy, who's like a little sister to me. You know, we fight, we love, we fight again. But the other girls were like, what? Because, you know, it's the Berkshires, it's New England, mm-hmm. it's not Orange County. And it was a big responsibility for me to sort of keep them busy. And I was saying just before in the last interview, I really took away some really nice friendships that I just didn't know one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. Who surprised you the most?
Well, what surprised me is how close I feel to Phaedra and Eva.
Nice.
We have a lot of common ground. We both are sort of laughers and sort of interesting characters, strong women, and we're both all very spiritual. So we kind of had this bond. I mean, they were the two when I got really overwhelmed as the hostess and thought it was all going terribly. I would knock on their door. Can I come in and talk to you for a second? And they really let, oh, you'll be fine, you know? So it is... what's nice about these things and what's nice about being on the Housewives with people don't see, it really is a unique experience that, you know, a lot of people don't have. It's almost like being in college.
Yeah.
Like you form a special bond that no one ever understands. Even when you fight terribly, even when you know, there's something that it's our secret that we have. We're a family in a weird way. And everybody came out of it. We're all communicating all the time. But, you know, there were some really hairy moments because I don't know if any of us, including me as the host, expected the intensity of being up there for 8 days.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But you're going to love it. We're not going to let you down. That's for sure. It's very old school in a weird way.
I love that. That's what I miss. And I mean, it's like you said, it's such a strong group of women. And I'm sure, like you said, strong. 8 days of strong personalities. I'm sure a lot of people are going to butt heads every now and then.
Yeah. And you know what? These girls, you know, they've been in it. So this is not, you know, I think there's nothing better for me. A great housewife that is one that's not aware of the camera.
Yeah.
Not worried about glam, just as out there. Well, you come to like, it was like old school. Like they'd come in the morning and be like, can we come in your bedroom while you're laying in bed? I'm like, why not? You know what I mean? All right, you're here. You know, so I think that's going to be sort of comforting to the audience. I'm also really excited about my radio show, yes. Like on Sirius FM Radio Andy. I always get fumbled when I say that. You know, it's kind of a call-in show, which I love.
I love that.
It's very old school Delilah, like from NPR. And it's got a great response. And I'm really comfortable on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would imagine that you would be like, you're so easy to talk to that I'm sure so many people feel that way. No, it's true. I feel like that they probably feel like they're calling in and talking to a friend.
And listen, you know, it's amazing. You know, my mother said to me at the time when I was so upset, when I was put on pause, my mother said to me, oh, you're going to look back then and thank them for giving you this time away. And so many great things have happened, like the Nutrisystem. I mean, Nutrisystem's become like my family. Like we all talk excited for each other. Like I have another great achievement in that and learn, you know, and just being able to have the opportunity to represent such a great brand and meet people that maybe have questions about their health and wellness. Cause I love that. I mean, I'm not always perfect as everyone knows. They've seen me with my martinis and stuff, but you know, I try to like present a healthy, balanced lifestyle and to partner with Nutrisystem as an ambassador and the great people involved in this company. It's really been so nice because another way to reach people, another way to say you can do it, just get started. I'll help you. And I've done a lot of Instagram lives where I've gotten so much great feedback about that partnership. Then I did the radio show, then I did the bourbon, then I wrote my book. You know, I really grew so much during this past 2 years that I'm thankful for it.
No, definitely. Do you feel like now you are in the space where maybe you'd want to come back. I know Luann said recently that she would want you to return. I mean, and then you posted, I think, a video or a photo the other day of you in like a dress in front of the green screen. And I know a lot of people were like, oh, is she filming a Housewives intro? So I mean,
well, you know, what's so funny is when Andy announced my radio show, he's like, we've got an announcement, and everybody thought it was that. And he said, so everybody's waiting. I would love to come back. It wasn't my decision to leave. So it's not my decision to come back, but you know what? I love Bravo. I mean, I'm good at what I do.
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a good housewife. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe not the best housewife, but I know what I'm doing. You know, I kind of have all the bells and whistles of life to kind of keep people interested. You know, I fit the mold. Mm-hmm. So if they ask back, of course I'd be very open to it, but we'll see. You just don't know. You know, we live in a very different world now from pre-pandemic and stuff. So I just don't know what the direction they're going in or who they're going to ask back, but I'm open. A good word for me, Christina. Oh, put in a good word.
You know, I'm your biggest supporter. It didn't feel like a Housewives show without you there. It really didn't. I know we only have a few more minutes, so I'd love to get to some of these regrets, some of these Housewives regrets of some of your times on the show, some of your time on the show. So the first one, do you regret dressing up as Lady Gaga for Halloween and calling Andy Samberg Adam Sandler?
Absolutely not. What I regret is I had almost no bubbles on at the end. I regret losing all those bubbles. That was the best outfit of all time.
It definitely was. And do you regret putting your face in a lit birthday cake?
I regret it being lit. I'm thankful that my hair didn't go on fire. Again, good TV.
Great TV. Do you regret your fight with Bethany in Puerto Rico?
Yes, I regret that tremendously. I think we were under a lot of pressure and a lot of these situations I peaked too soon. Mm-hmm. I'm just not a day drinker. I'm just not a good day drinker. I've just accepted that about myself. It's either day or night, but not both. I'm too old to do both. Those days are over. Spring break. I think I'm spring break Dorinda, but I'm not anymore. I'm old.
No. A couple more. Do you regret stabbing yourself with a knife in Mexico?
No, I strangely don't. That was great. And I didn't feel a thing. And it was so dramatic. It was very mafia. It was very Godfather, you know, and I'm a little bit, you know, like I always called myself, what do I call myself? Gangster and Gucci.
Yes. I love it. Do you ever regret your speech toasting Luann and Tom?
Best speech ever on Bravo TV. And you know what? Here's the weird thing about that speech. I swear to God, I understood everything I was saying. I thought when I ended it, I gave the most beautiful speech. Little did I know, 6 months later, I'm like, what? And what the no? But what is the best part of that speech is Luann is like, yes, thank you. Thank you. Wonderful day.
I love it so much. Do you ever regret saying in the moment that Sonia was bankrupt?
I think we were both in it, right? Mm-hmm. We were both in it. I love Sonia. So yeah, so you regret all that kind of stuff, but it's never one-sided, these things, you know, it's a response to something. And again, great TV.
Great TV. Is there anything that you ever regret from the show?
Regret that I didn't have a resolution with Tinsley, mm-hmm. that she didn't stay, that she left, you know, halfway through the season and we couldn't get to resolution. You know what? I don't do regret.
Yeah.
You know, I do, you know, the great thing about being on the show is I think that's what I think makes a good housewife. You're perfectly imperfect. You put it all out there. You let people shake it up and have their opinion and learn from it and then keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
And the great thing about the audience is they forgive and forget pretty quickly.
Very true. Have you ever spoken to Tinsley after she left?
I did. I spoke to her after she and Scott decided not to get married. I wrote her a nice text and she wrote right back.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, it's nice that you guys had maybe had that closure off camera, but hopefully we have you back, Dorinda, because I miss you so much. And I'm so excited for all the things that you have going on.
I look forward to our next one. Hopefully it's about me returning to Bravo TV. How about that?
100%. I look forward to it. Thank you so much, Dorinda. Good seeing you.
All right. Nice seeing you.
All right, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want some more Housewives news, head on over to SMagazine.com where we've got you covered.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.